You know, at its very core, being a Christian is following Jesus as the Lord and Savior of our life. As the people who gather in the name of Jesus, we seek to embrace and respond to the challenge and the call that Jesus makes on our life. You see, as the people who follow Jesus, we desire to please our Lord with our choices and with our values. We desire to remain personally and collectively in tune with the song of God's love. It is, at best, an ongoing process, an ongoing journey. And we are very aware that this journey is neither easy nor as clear as we would like it to be. I'm sure that you are aware that there are many and varied opinions on what following Jesus means exactly. You know, we are not wanting in our world for people and for groups who will tell us exactly how you should follow Jesus. What you are to think about the faith, how you are to interpret the Scripture, when and how you are to baptize, when you should begin taking communion, how and who you should be evangelizing, and the list goes on and on and on. What can be confusing for many people who consider themselves Christian is that they can almost always find another group of Christians who say they are not doing it the right way. In a world that is full of so many different expressions of our Christian faith, the clarity of simply following Jesus can become difficult to discern. Well, tonight, we, in humility, are going to attempt a simple return to following Jesus. One that has been, as I said earlier, going on for centuries. We gather this evening to do what the church has been doing for a long time, to follow two very simple commands of Jesus: to wash one another's feet, and to share in the Holy Supper. Tonight, in humility, we will attempt reconciliation not only with Jesus, but with each other by following these commands. And they are commands. Indeed, they are. Tonight is called Maundy Thursday. It's not Monday Thursday. I used to think it was called Monday Thursday. I had a friend in my former congregation in Cincinnati, Gloria Day, Chris Mendel. He was our guitar player. He was a wacky dude. But he would always call it Monday Thursday, the day that's so nice they named it twice. But it's not Monday Thursday. It is Maundy Thursday. And Maundy comes from a Latin word. Don't worry, there will not be a test. The Latin word is mandatum. Mandatum. And it means command. Command. It is derived, this idea, Maundy Thursday, comes to us from as early as the 4th century. And so we gather tonight to express our faith in acts that have been around for centuries in our Christian community. Jesus commands us to wash one another's feet as a shared commitment of service to our Lord and to one another. In our lesson that we'll hear in just a few moments, after washing the disciples' feet, Jesus says to them, "Do you know that what I have done to you? You call me teacher and Lord. And you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, then you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you as an example that you also should do as I have done to you. This foot washing ceremony that we will partake in as a community, this act of discipleship, reminds us in this simple act of our Christian call to selflessness and to love and serve one another. Jesus came to understand that as we do this, that we will find blessing. That we find blessing in serving each other in humble ways. Tomorrow morning, you are invited to join us as Returning Thanks returns. For many years, we've gathered on Good Friday to serve our neighbors and those who are in need. And we'll be doing that again tomorrow morning. And I want to thank Bob Hollingsworth, wherever you are, Bob, for getting that going again for us this year. Thank you. If you can't come tomorrow morning, if you have to work, you're otherwise occupied, may this act tonight of foot washing inspire you to find a way to live into this call of service. Now, this is the first command that we get this evening, and then there's a second. We gather, as we do every Sunday and so often for special services, for what we call the Eucharist, the Great Thanksgiving, Holy Communion. And it is here that we are met by the promise of Jesus, that in the simple elements of bread and wine, our Lord is present. Jesus says, "Do this in remembrance of me." But this is more than just a memorial of sorts. It is more than just a simple recognition that Jesus is Lord. No, for us, for Lutherans in particular, this meal is the real presence of our Lord. You see, Jesus said, "This is my body." And he said, "This is my blood." And we have such unabashed confidence in the word of God that we trust that mysteriously, that mystically, somehow, in and with and under these simple elements of bread and wine, that our Lord is present when two or more are gathered in his name. And then this meal becomes for us spiritual nourishment. Now, today I visited with four of our shut-ins and all at different places in their life. And one of the things that I found that when people have missed church for a while, they become shut in. One thing that they really, truly miss and really, truly value is the Eucharist, Holy Communion. And I believe there is something to this because we proclaim that this is the real presence of Jesus for us. It is nourishment for our soul, nourishment for our faith. And when we are unable to receive this gift regularly, I believe we do long for it, as you or I would long to be given food or drink when we are parched and hungry. Tonight, we will gather at this altar, and we will be filled with the holy presence of our Lord, a nourishment that will lead us into acts of service. As you embark on these last days of our Lenten journey, I invite you to recognize that by recreating Jesus' last days, we are being reminded of our Lord's commands. And we do this out of a sincere desire to recommit ourselves, to recommit our lives daily, moment by moment, hour by hour, if it must be, to our Lord, so that we can become the people that he has created us to be. So this night, Maundy Thursday, Command Thursday, we recall acts of service and acts of fellowship. Tomorrow night on Good Friday, we will recall sacrifice and the honesty of pain and suffering that is in our world and that comes with following our Lord. And then on Easter Sunday,
out of chaos and healing out of brokenness. Indeed, these last days of our Lenten journey recall for us the whole of Jesus' mission and the promise of new life that comes with it. And so I invite you all to come forward this evening and embrace Jesus' call on your life. Recommit yourselves to Jesus as your Lord and Savior through the simple acts of washing one another's feet, of having your feet washed by another, and of sharing our holy meal. I invite you to reevaluate your life this night in light of Jesus' call to service, and to repent of those things that can impede your life with Christ. Renew your faith through these simple acts. Simply put,